Dose of Leadership Podcast, episode 223.
Welcome to another episode of the Dose of Leadership Podcast, the show that brings you inspiring and educational interviews with today's most relevant and motivating leaders. Each episode is dedicated to highlight real-life leadership and influence experts who dedicate their lives to the pursuit of the truth, common sense, and courageous leadership. And now, here's your host, Richard Ryerson.
Hey, welcome to Dose of Leadership. Richard Ryerson here. Thanks for tuning into the show. Solo episode today, no interview, just me talking about leadership, my philosophy in leadership, and something that can help you, hopefully, in your day as you go through your journey on becoming a better leader. That's what this podcast is about, to help you become a better leader. All of us need to learn how to become better leaders. Why? Because it's central to every aspect of our life. It's central to everything that we do. Everything literally rises and falls with leadership. So we need to focus on it. And the reality is, too, that there's somebody right now looking to you, regardless of who you are. Somebody's looking to you for influence and guidance. Therefore, it's in our interest to learn what it takes, how to become more intentional about our leadership growth so that we can add value to other people's lives and therefore become more influential and therefore leave a legacy that we can be proud of. You know, and not for ego's sake, but for the fact that that's what the right thing to do is. That's the obligation that we have to this planet, to our other human beings, is to help them achieve a life of significance. And how do we do that? You know, that's always the question. How do you do that? How can we do that? I get asked a lot of times when I'm trying to figure it out on my own. Well, that's kind of the game. You never fully figure it out. It's a constant journey for everyone. But I think the more that you learn and the more that you develop in your own leadership ability, the more that you grow yourself, the more that you're able to grow others. And I think that's the key point. A lot of times people think you have to reach a certain level before you can start adding value and adding influence to other people's lives. That's not the case. That's not the myth. You can begin right now. You can lead from where you're at, no matter what your circumstances are. That's the beautiful thing about leadership. They're there. They're principles that just exist, and they're there for your taking. They're there for your exploration. They're there for your discovery, and they just exist, okay? Nobody invented them. They just exist. They are. There are laws to leadership. You follow them, you will learn how to become a better leader. There's no doubt about it. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a Fortune 500 CEO, but that's not the goal. The goal is to continually add value to other people's lives. And I don't know how the universe works this way, but it does. Your needs, your wants, your desires will be exponentially met, more so than if you tried to put a formula behind it or just focused on what it could do for you. Instead, you got to flip it and realize what can it do for others and not expect anything in return. And through faith and tenacity and intentionality, things will change dramatically. And today I want to focus on a lot of what we're talking about there. What's wrapped up in that is this idea of character growth. I mean, a lot of times I've had people and they email me, what is this? You know, people want checklists. They want immediate results when it comes to leadership. And the truth is that that isn't the case when we're talking about leadership. It's a lifelong process. And sometimes you don't even see the results. You may never even see them. You're laying a foundation. If you listen to the show and I talk about the people you'd invite to dinner, a lot of these people that they're inviting to dinner had no idea they were impacted their life. Right? Even if they're family members, sometimes the family members are long gone and they're still impacting. And you're standing on the shoulders of those people who are long gone before you. That's what you have to start being intentional, thinking about what type of foundation are you leaving for your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and even your great-great-grandchildren and beyond. It's not crazy to think that way. Understanding and studying leadership and being intentional about it is about leaving a legacy. It's about adding value to other people's lives. And it's really the obligation that we have put on this planet. I do look at it as an obligation. Some people take issue with that, thinking, well, leadership is an opportunity. I think it's an obligation. I really do. Because the reality is somebody's looking to you for influence and guidance, whether you like it or not. At least one person is looking to you for that. At least one. I guarantee you have many more. But that's the truth. And so that's why leadership is so important to me. And again, character growth is a huge part of it, because how much you develop your character really is going to determine how high you're going to go in your personal growth ladder. And the higher you go in your personal growth ladder, the more that you're allowed to grow others or enabled to grow others. If you don't focus on character growth, it's empty. It's not sustainable. It doesn't leave a legacy. It eventually will burn you out or you'll be exposed. Or it just won't have the passion behind it. It won't have the substance or the meat behind it to make a real significant impact. And so a huge part of leadership, and I would say almost all of your energy and attention, should be focused on developing yourself, on your character growth. Character growth determines the height of your personal growth. Most people focus too much on competence, on talent, and too little on character. I would so much rather you focus on your character first, and then the talent, the competence will come through time. Because if the character isn't there, then we're just wasting our time. Now, a lot of times people think, especially when it comes to leadership, you know, or success, and I'm using success as air quotes, because I want you to start thinking about not leading a life of success, but a life of significance. To me, that is much more meaningful. Success comes with significance. And I think it goes to, you know, how are you defining success? Are you defining as, you know, a lot of money, a title, a position, things? All those things are okay. And if you're ambitious for those things, that's okay. But there has to be some guidance behind that ambition, because ambition without guidance is empty and not sustainable. Ambition without guidance is not sustainable. So to be successful, to lead a life of significance, you have to think like those people before us that have led a life of significance, of successful significance. And what are they? What are those ways? How can we change our mindset, the inside, to think like someone of significance? Well, I challenge you. I mean, it can seem overwhelming, but there's so many, and I'll put a list of this on the post, and you can pick from a list, but there's so many traits and values that you can pick that you can be intentional about working on over the next 12 months. I mean, from things like generosity, emotions, developing people, how to deal with conflict, pressure, judgment, listening, honesty, patience, on and on and on. You know, pick an area that you really want to work on. Just pick two of them and focus on that. Be intentional about it every single day. What can I do to improve controlling my emotions? How can I become more calm, confident, consistent, and courageous? That's what I like to do. Those four C's, right? Pick something in that area. How can I learn to be more calm? How can I be more consistent in everything that I do? And you're starting to build that character, right? It's a lifelong process. You know, the value of character cannot be underestimated. You know, I've had Jim Kuzes, one of my favorite leadership thought thinkers. I've had him on the show twice. He's helped me out in some of my leadership masterminds. And him and Barry Posner and him have done a survey for decades throughout the world in multiple cultures, all types of people at all types of levels. And they ask, what are the traits or those values that you look for that are non-negotiable in a leader? And is it any surprise that honesty comes out number one? It is the universal, across the world, across the entire planet, what everybody expects when they're dealing with another human being, another leader specifically. Is it any wonder that that's number one? So honesty, obviously, at the root, at the foundation of that is character development, right? I mean, to have a solid character, you have to be honest, full of integrity. I love what Norman Schwarzkopf said about leadership failures. He says, you know, 99% of all leadership failures are failures of character. And it's so true. I mean, we could sit here and talk for hours upon hours and talk about all the examples of leadership failures, and they all stem back to a failure of character. It's that important. And it's one of those traits where it builds slowly over time. It's kind of like the example that I've heard before. It's like it comes in small little chunks. Like if you equate it to money, right? You could, every time you do something well, your character builds, you put a penny in your pocket, right? Something positive, your character is developing in a positive way, you put a penny in your pocket. Well, you can lose that. It goes out. It comes in pennies, but it goes out in dollars. You do something that screws up your character or do something against that, you can lose all of that. That trust, that honesty, that integrity, all that thing goes out the window in one fell swoop. You take it out in big chunks. That's the reality and the power of character. So what do we do? How do we build those steps and build that foundation layer after layer of character development? What are some of the things that we can do? And I've talked about this in my 15 Laws of Growth Mastermind that we've had. We talk about this in a chapter that Maxwell talks about character growth. And I love what he says about the rungs, you know, focus on being better on the inside than on the outside. Common sense. We know that. Our inside development is totally within our control. That's what is so positive about it, that our inside development is totally 100% within our control. There's really only a couple things that we're ever in control of. And that's preparing for what might happen and how we respond when something actually does happen. Think about that. That's the only thing you really can control. And so you can't determine what happens to us, but you can determine what happens within us, inside of us. And every time we fail to make the right character choices, we actually give away ownership of ourselves. Think about that. If you fail in making a right character choice, you're actually giving a part of yourself away. You don't ever want to do that. I think going back to how can we improve our character is, you know, follow the golden rule. You know, Maxwell talks about that. How do you follow the golden rule? It's easy, right? You think about things that you want done to yourself, how people want to treat you, how you would like to be treated, or things that you'd like to have happen to you. Well, if you think about those things, then be intentional and take the initiative and start doing that for somebody else without them being asking. Wow, that's very powerful. And I think being humble is a huge part of developing your character. Those who have great character are always humble. You know, I think a lot of times we take pleasure, let's be honest about it, we take guilty pleasure when we see somebody else fail sometimes. Or we see somebody that's homeless, or we see somebody that has a different lifestyle than ours, or we see, you know, and we judge, and it does feel guilty. It feels good, right? It's a guilty pleasure to judge sometimes. But I think it's required that you can develop, if you have a high emotional intelligence, a high emotional quotient, if you will, the ability to put yourself and empathize with that other person, no matter who it is. I mean, you're well on your way to developing your character, because the reality is we don't plan to mess up. Most of us don't plan not to, though. I mean, we're one decision away from doing something stupid. We're always one decision away from radically changing our lives, both positively and negatively. And that's scary to think about. You're literally one decision away from totally messing everything up. And I think that if you can come at it with an empathetic eye, understanding what someone's coming from, especially when somebody else fails, admitting your own weaknesses, and that helps you to put yourself in a position where you can be empathetic to somebody else's. And that's what people need, right? I love what Jim Rohn says about character. He says it's the quality, and I'm quoting from him, this is a quality that embodies many important traits such as integrity, courage, perseverance, confidence, and wisdom. Unlike your fingerprints that you're born with and you can't change, character is something that you can create within yourself and you must take responsibility for changing. I love that. It gives me the power that I can change it. It's a choice. I'm not doomed to failure, you know, of all the bad things that I feel about myself inside, right? We can change it. Remember, always remember the big picture. Remember who you really are and be teachable. Mike, for God's sakes, have a teachable spirit. Be teachable. Be curious. Recognize that everybody has weaknesses. We're all fallible. Have a beginner's mindset. Go into a situation and understand that, you know, you're always learning. And it's okay to make mistakes. Remember what I've said. You've heard me in the past. Let me say this. The moment you can stop worrying about being wrong, your whole life changes. It's transformed. It takes on a whole new direction. The moment you can stop worrying about being wrong, I'm not afraid of making mistakes. I don't like making mistakes. I'll try not to repeat the same mistakes. I'll learn from them. But have that beginner's mindset. It keeps you kind of flexible, pliable, moldable to new truths, to new ideas, surrounding yourself with people who think differently than you. And be willing to serve other people. When when we're feeling bad about ourselves and we don't like who we are, we look in the mirror, the moment you intentionally do something good for somebody else, you can't help but feel good about yourself. It's the truth. Putting others first puts our ego in check, and it also makes us feel good about ourselves. And serve without expecting anything in return. That is the heart of leadership. If there's any secret sauce to all of this, is add value to somebody else's life and don't expect anything in return. Don't expect anything in return. The reality is, though, it'll come back to you in spades. And be grateful. We know this. I mean, gosh, it sounds even silly that I should say this. Be grateful, be thankful. But if you start from a place of thankfulness, everything starts to blossom from there. When you're grateful, it expresses a dependence on somebody else. And I know that doesn't sound good. I don't want to be dependent. And what I'm saying is, it shows a vulnerable side of you. And that is so key to becoming a transformative leader. You have to have the confidence, the courage, and the vulnerability put into place. And when you start being grateful, that's where that kind of that vulnerability kind of stems from. It shows that. You cannot do this alone. You will find your significance and your success through the help of others who are interested in your significance and success. So be that for somebody else. Be that for somebody else. And just always, I remember when I was on a rowing team, and I had a coach, Coach Ben Carey, would always tell me, see how you're going to finish the race. I think every day you need to see how you're going to finish this race and strive to finish it well and be faithful to that finish, that vision. Even when you're in the middle of it, says it's, I'm never going to get there. See how you're going to end this race, because you can't stop. The reality is, you can't stop this life. You're either going to finish it or you're going to keep on going, right? You can never stop. You got to always keep on going. And your character is never going to be fully developed until the day you assume room temperature. And I don't mean to be morbid, but that's true. It never fully develops. It never will until the day your heart stops beating. And so fall in love with the journey. Fall in love with this process. I came to this realization late in life, and I'm asking you, do it now. It's never too late to start. Fall in love with this process. You will never fully arrive. But I like the quote where it says, he was born mud, but died marble. And doesn't that describe our life? To come out of this mud, sometimes we'll go in it. If you could die marble, and it's what other people are going to say about you, that's the ultimate goal. The people that are going to be standing on your shoulders is what this is all about. You have to think that big. Who am I impacting on those great-grandchildren you're never going to see? Is that egotistical to think that? I don't think so, not at all. We need to do that. It's about leaving a legacy. So I'm asking you, as a wrap up here, assess where you've placed most of your growth energy up until now. Has it been on the inside or the outside? I can tell you, for the most of my life, it had been on the outside. Focus on the inside. Schedule time, be intentional, just like I said. Pick a couple areas, being humble, character, seeking others first, family importance, and schedule time. Be intentional about it. I don't care if it's 5 minutes today. If you don't seem like you do it today. And remember, when things do go bad and go wrong, remember that emergencies aren't going to develop your character. They reveal it. So look at them as blessings and opportunities. When something bad happens, that emergency actually shows you who you really are, that crisis. So look at that as a blessing too. It's just kind of a whole other side note. It's another show we can completely talk about. All right. So I hope you find some value in this episode today. I appreciate your time to take me bloviate about character growth. If you're finding some value in the show, please take the time to subscribe to it, download it to your mobile device, leave a rating and review on Stitcher, on iTunes, wherever you can. It does so much to increase the visibility of the show, to keep it front and center, and I appreciate that. And drop me a line. Let me know where you're at. I'd love to hear from you. I will respond back to you. I've talked to countless people about where they're at with their leadership development and their growth, and I'd love to hear from you as well. And also, if you're interested in thinking about developing your own leadership, and also, I'm also available for one-on-one coaching. I also, for all the listeners out there, it's a chance to meet with me one-on-one, a free 30-minute session just to see if coaching might be a good fit for you. A personal leadership coaching session, 30 minutes. Sometimes it goes to an hour, but basically, if you do want to meet with me, I can help you in that session create a crystal clear vision for any results you want in your life and your leadership journey, for the way that you'd like to interact with your family, your team, your organization, whatever your challenge may be, and also maybe the kind of people you'd like to start surrounding yourself with. I like to help people uncover hidden challenges that may be sabotaging your success with leadership or your team building, your personal growth, your relationship with your kids, your spouse, whatever the case may be. I guarantee you, even so, a free 30-minute to hour session, whatever it turns out to be, I guarantee you'll leave the session renewed, re-energized, and able to create a powerful, purpose-driven life, or at least to kind of show you the steps that you can start to take that will help you get significant things done in your life, both personally and professionally. So let me know if you're interested in that. Drop me a line on my contact page, Richard at doseofleadership.com, or you can email me directly, Richard at doseofleadership.com. Let me know that you're interested in developing or having a free complimentary coaching session with me, and I will send you a booking link where you can book a time where we can meet together over the phone or Skype, whatever you may do, and we'll go through a quick 30-minute session. Sometimes it goes to an hour. I'm not real picky on the time, but anyway, I hope to hear from you. Thank you for being a fan of this show, and I look forward to hearing from you. All right? Until next time, have a great holiday weekend, or if it's not the weekend, whenever you hear it, make the most of your day and make it a great one, all right? Thanks for tuning in.
Richard invites you to become a part of the Dose of Leadership community. Visit doseofleadership.com and sign up to receive his free Common Sense Leadership ebook, a guide that highlights how all of us can learn to become calm, confident, consistent, and courageous in all aspects of our lives. Richard is also available as a speaker for your next event. Richard specializes in practical leadership and change management. He has a philosophy of inspiring everyone to think and act like a leader, which is based on timeless natural principles and common sense. You can get more info by visiting doseofleadership.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.